I'm recording you.
Don't show the sheriff my picture.
Here we go. All right, Jen, this is January the 17th, 2017. This is our little house on the prairie, a little cabin on the prairie. First tree we're bringing up to plant, which we haven't done yet, but we will. Down there the pumpkin house, and then a whole bunch more houses down below that, a cabin on the creek. White Mountain Peak right there. Coming around slowly. 14,000 foot range of mountains. Dropping down to 13,000 foot for Boundary Peak and Montgomery Peak. There's Charlie's house way up there. And many, many, many more cabins and houses all the way up the cabins, or all the way up the canyons. It's about 13.9 degrees this morning. Right now it's below 32. The sun is shining. It feels like it's 70 if you have clothes on. As you can see, the ground, the water is still frozen on the ground. We'll walk down here to the creek. Look again toward the mountain. That's Mustang Mountain over there. There on Boundary Peak and Montgomery Peak, right at the bottom of those, is where I spent 3 summers up there mustanging when I was very young. I got a picture of me in 1957 up there, 58, 59, and 60. Building a new home over there. Started on it and quit. There's a two-story house right there. And you can look up in there to the left is Davis Canyon, and then Middle Canyon, and then Trail Canyon, and that's Indian Creek up through there. And lower down below that is Middle Canyon. Lighty Creek and many other creeks are up there. The creek here is roaring. Just roaring. There was a great wash down through here with the rains. It washed pretty heavy down through here with the snow melting and everything. I'm watching, walking in the wash. I'll be planting that little Christmas tree looking thing that Colorado Bruce spruce in a little while, and some wild onions on the creek. These roads have all been made since we bought this property. It goes all the way around about 800 yards all around, and then I have a creek or a road cut down to the creek here. Another one goes around up through there toward that red roof house and coming down, and it goes over here and all the way down to the creek here. We won't have to import rocks, and just in case we build a rock house, we won't have to import rocks. We have rocks, lots of rocks. The creek is hardly frozen at all now. This was all frozen last week, all the way up past those trees there, up almost to the pine tree there. We have lots of waterfalls. There's still some ice in the creek. But I don't know whether the freeze over this year or not. This is birch limbs. I have to cut that one birch limb off there so we can drive down in here easily. Coming out this way. And this was a birch tree here. All the way down to the creek here. A lot more wood to cut up here that I've cut out of the creek. A lot of wood. I've got to cut this back a little bit here. There was a ridge over there, but it looks like it washed out from the flooding. It's setting over to the side now. I believe it was right there originally. This was all frozen down through there, and that little cabin's a little too close to the creek. We'll take a walk up there. This is our last pine tree here. We're going to walk all the way up the creek now. And this is an update. All of these little limbs we cut off here will be firewood. We will be putting the wood stove in the cabin today, I hope. Like you can hear, the creek is roaring still. This was all overgrown with willows and things. So here I took the willows out so we can drive down here. And we have visitors here with seminars. They can have a place to camp right on the creek. These are willow trees and two aspen trees there. You can see the water has been up pretty high, up to the bottom of that bridge. We mowed this all the way down here. This was very tall, up to where the camera is probably deep. And we mowed it down. Took some of the brushes away from the creek here. This was all overgrown in here also. Now it's like, almost like a golf course all the way down through here. Put a little rock skirt around here. Many, many waterfalls. I don't see any smoke coming from the chimney over there, so maybe no one is home. some ice in the creek. You can see up there, you'll see the little park and statues. This was impassable when we bought the property. This has all been done since. Here's where our little statuary starts, right in here. There's one person to greet us here. And then our toad and little fawn and our girl with her Bible and Bambi and Thumper. And our turtle. And our other little turtle up there by our little fella. And of course, Dopey. It was cold enough to freeze some last night, as you can see. 13.9 degrees last night. Here's our sign. Consider the lilies of the valley, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you, they even Solomon, that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like these ones, like one of these ones. There's our recording studio. I was hoping we could see one of the big fish in here. It's below freezing still. It has not come up to freezing yet. We're below 32 degrees at this time still. There's the Bigfoot. And a squirrel saying hi. Our winter wonderland here. It has been heavy in snow. The creek goes all the way over there and comes down, except it's frozen. There's where it comes down through the waterfalls. This was all frozen the last time we were here. And the little hidden pond up there. Looking back that way. A lot of the people on Ham Radio and discovertheword.com, of course, love to see the updates to the creek. There's White Mountains. White Mountain Peak up there, 14,246 feet. All the way down. The boundary of Montgomery Peak, this range is a lot of 14,000 foot up there. Back down here to our little home on the prairie.